tune in to the Revive Radio Show with your host, Saquon King, a.k.a. D. King, a.k.a. Mr. Blood Certified. And we will be in Radio Speakers Live every Monday at 8 p.m. with music and interviews from some of the hottest urban Christian artists of today here on the Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Stay tuned.
Honestly, I love the art of hip-hop. I don't always love the message of hip-hop. Hip-hop is not just a mirror of what is. It should also be a reflection of what can be. And, you know, a lot of times folks say, well, I want to keep it real and I want to be down. And then we're just trapped in, you know, what is. And the question is, you know, imagine something different. Imagine communities that aren't torn up by violence. Imagine communities that where we're respecting our women. Imagine communities where knowledge and reading and, you know, academic excellence are valued. Imagine communities where fathers are doing right by their kids. That's also something that has to be reflected. Art can't just be a rear view mirror. You know, it should have a headlight out there.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is your boy, Daquan King, a.k.a. D. King, and you are tuned into the Revive Radio Show. Woo! I don't know if I can say that with any more energy. I think I can. Let me give it another try. What's up, folks? This is your boy, Daquan King, a.k.a. D. King. You are tuned into the Revive Radio Show, and I guarantee you're going to have a great time tonight. Yeah, I don't know. I'm working on it. Y'all bear with me. I'm working on this whole excitement thing. Sometimes I feel more excited than at other times. It's weird, you know. Pray for me. But anyways, I'm really looking forward to tonight, man. I got my man on the show, and I promise y'all we're gonna have such an awesome time, man. Good friend of mine, a dude I really do consider to be family, like a fourth cousin, twice removed, but he ain't never crossed me type family. Now, let me stop, man. On the real though, we got my man Brinson on the show tonight, and it's going to be live. So y'all stick around. I guarantee you're going to have a great time. Before we get into anything, you know, we always have to do what we always do. So let's lift up our Heavenly Father. Dear God, we magnify your holy, mighty, wonderful, awesome name. You are truly God, and there is none greater than you, none higher, none who you must contend with or consult with. You are God and God alone, Father. And so I just lift up your name on tonight. I ask that you have your way, that you use our experiences, our background, every good and bad thing about us, God, to bring glory to your name. I pray, Father, that you be magnified and lifted up on tonight. God, we surrender who we are and what we are to you, God, so that you may be glorified. I pray, Father, that you bless Brinson as he comes on the show tonight. Whatever he may be dealing with, any issues in his life, any struggles, whatever it is, God, I pray that every single need is met. I pray, Father, that every door that's supposed to be closed is closed, and every door that's supposed to be open is open. I speak your favor. I pray for the manifestation of blessings on his life. I pray, God, that this show, God, is light to someone who is in darkness, that we're able to be a blessing to someone on tonight, God. So just use us. Be magnified. Be glorified. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Now, guys, as I like to do, you know, after I lift up our Heavenly Father, next I like to lift up my good thing, my Honey Bunches of Oats, my Haitian sensation. She don't like when I say that, but that's what she is. I love her, you know what I'm saying? And I'm blessed and pleased to be able to do this every time I have a show. I don't see it as an obligation. I see it as a privilege to be able to honor my wife and let the world know how amazing she is and that she is truly the first, second, third, last, the only woman in my life and the only woman I have a desire for. So, baby, I love you. I appreciate you. You already know. You already know. You know what they don't know. You are absolutely amazing, and I couldn't imagine doing life without you. That's that whole segment right there. And then on this next segment, I got this dude named Brinson, and he raps, he makes beats, he records, he's a manager, he's an owner, entrepreneur, a father, a husband, the dude wears so many hats. I don't really know what category to put him in on tonight, so we're going to let him describe what he does and who he is. Hey, Brinson, you there, man?
What's happening?
What's popping, man? How are you tonight?
Man, I'm doing good, brother. I'm doing better than what I deserve. I heard Dave Ramsey say it, so I'm going to take it from
him. I think we all doing better than what we deserve, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm,
oh, man. So,
mm-hmm.
Hey, for the new listeners, those who may not have heard you on the show before or who may not know anything about you, man, why don't you give them a quick rundown, a quick little bio of who Brinson is?
Man, first I would say I never do myself any justice. So if you want to know who Brinson is, go to iambrinson.com and check me out and look around. But, man, first off, I'm a child of God, man. Been doing Christian hip-hop for, a decade. Opened up God Chasers Entertainment in 2006. In June 2006, released about 30 projects. toured all around the country, been overseas a few times in a few other countries, ministering the gospel, you know what I'm saying? I love the word of God. I value people like D. King and other brothers who've been on the grind for Christian hip hop. I just finished my latest book called 10 Things Every Christian Hip Hop Artist Should Know. That'll be out the end of this year. I just dropped a project called Black Canvas in June. Been touring with that. Released a couple of music videos from it. I went to school at a place called Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. Majored in music business. I've just been dedicated to the Lord, man. Been in ministry a while, and I have a podcast called the God Chasers Podcast where I try to put Christian hip hop artists and entrepreneurs on game and the things that the Lord have taught me over the years, because one thing that I found out coming up in the ranks in Christian hip hop and the ministry, the people at the top, they're really not going to give you the jewels and the things that you need to succeed. So I found out that I need to just be that answered prayer. So on my podcast every week, I talk about music industry stuff, talk about business, talk about ministry, how to navigate, how to conduct yourself around different churches and different environments and things of that nature. I really want to invest in the next generation of Christian hip-hop artists so that this thing don't die out, because the world need it. People need it. I get emails and messages and things like this all the time from people who say they seen my music videos on TV or heard it on the radio, or somebody gave them one of my CDs and how it changed their lives and things like that. So this ministry is important. It's not.
It is.
And some people, they'll get this gruntle because of the money aspect, but you got to go into it with the right heart of knowing that this is a ministry and that you praying that the blessings of God is endorsing everything that you're doing, everything that you spit in, every bar that you do, so the Lord can be glorified and, he give you provision for the vision, favor over finances, all that good stuff. So that's a little bit.
That's a little bit. Tell me, man, are you full-time in the ministry?
Oh, yeah, I've been full-time for a while, man. So,
like how long?
So, 10 years.
Wow.
I had that brief stint in Tampa, whatever, but, was a part-time thing, but, other than that, just been grinding on it, bro.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
Saying full time is nothing glorious in it. You know what I'm saying?
Not at all.
A lot, man. It's nothing glorious in saying you in full time ministry. What that means is you have to produce several streams of income from your music and from the ministry so you can keep yourself afloat. Like I don't have just one stream of income. I have nine. So, you know, my publishing, digital sales, live sales, booking fees, feature fees. If I do produce what I haven't produced for anybody in maybe like 2-3 years, there's just so many avenues to make income from your ministry and stuff like that. So you have to study not just the art of music, but how to maintain it and how to grow it and things like that. So full time ministry just means you don't have a 9-to-5; you got a 9-to-9, 9-to-9.
Hey, I want to really let anybody out there who's listening, if you're a Christian artist who's rapping, you're up and coming, or you have a desire, this is something you want to do, I really want to encourage you, man, to find this dude, Brinson, online, on Facebook, somewhere, and glean as much as you possibly can. Because, like, this, we're not talking about just some Christian rapper who just goes in and around. I'm talking about this is the hardest working man in Christian rap, as far as I'm concerned. He does major label stuff without a major label, and you would not know that he's not a part of a major label. You wouldn't even know he's independent from the work that he's done if you were able to follow his career. And, you know, it's a pleasure to me to be able to say, you know, this is my brother, it's a friend of mine, you know, and I can reach out to him at any given time, because the man is full of knowledge. He's full of wisdom, but he's a human being just like we are. So, I know that about you, and so when I tell people, you know, they can reach out at you, I ain't saying call the man on the cell phone, but if you hit him up, you send him a message on Facebook or something like that, he'll respond back to you, and the dude is full of knowledge, man. Like, I'm not talking about, like, he knows how to record. No, I'm talking about he knows the business inside and out. So it's a blessing to have a brother like you in the corner, man. So, hey, look, man, I really – let me tell you something, bro. I've been really digging the album Grudges. I mean, Grudges. Okay, Black Canvas. Forgive me. Black Canvas.
I should have named it Grudges.
You really should have, dog.
I should have named it Grudges, right.
That is – why aren't you shooting a video for that song, man?
No, I already shot one. I shot it.
It's coming.
I just dropped the Still Alive video 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
so
I know, and that's hot too, bro. I've been jamming to that, man. But Grudges is my jam, though, bro. I think I'm gonna play that like at least 3 times tonight. So,
Amen. That's a lot of people's favorite track from the album. I mean, what you gonna do? I mean, it was birthed out of pain, and you know what I'm saying? That's what happened.
Hey, you know what? Look, we're going to go ahead and play that, because I'm going to play it again. So I'm going to go ahead and just get it out of the way right now, get the first one out of the way. We're going to come back and talk about it. We're going to get into some of the other music as well, talk about some of this whole history stuff, because the song Still Alive has to do with suicide. And, mm-hmm. you know, there, as you already know, there are a lot of people who are just dealing with this insecurities, from things that people put on top of them, as well as things that they deal with within themselves. So we definitely want to dig into that tonight, man, and just kind of hear some of your story, man, get you to pour out your heart, bro, because there's healing in your testimony. So much healing in your testimony, bro. I'm telling you, man, I sat there listening to your testimony, man, at your show, bro, and I was just like, man, this is blessing my socks off. You know, not that your pain was a blessing to me, but your victory through your pain is the blessing. And so that's why we're healed through the words of our testimony, because if you ain't make it through it, you can't give a testimony about it. Come on, somebody. Right. All right. Hey, so here we go, man. Brinson, Grudges, y'all heard it here first. Please get on iTunes and download Black Canvas. Brinson. Yeah.
7 times 7.
Grudge. Deep in the night, I keep hearing them calling me. Grudge. chatter, now they talking about me.
Talking about me.
Trying to stay safe, but they talk about me.
They talking about me. Talking about me.
Try to keep peace, but they don't want that.
They don't want it.
Lord, intervene before I fight back.
Fight. Fight.
In the streets, I respect that.
That.
But we in the kingdom, so I reject that.
Yeah.
Love ain't love till you give it away.
Wait.
You
wait.
Like, where's God? Cause they're getting away.
Yeah.
Biting. Bite your tongue, we got a ton to say.
Hey. Hey.
It's about to pop off, I got a lot to pray. Go.
Grudge. 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 Grudge.
Deep in the night, I keep hearing them calling me.
Grudge. 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 Grudge.
I gotta let go.
Grudge. 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 Grudge.
Deep in the night, I keep hearing them calling me. Forgive, but I really don't want to. What do you do when the anger's inside you? Replaying the things that used to get by you. Which you could go back so you show them what you would do. I used to be violent, I feel like they pushing me. So much is affected, I think that they pushing me. I'm like, how can this all go inside of the church? I went to the council and making it worse. Lord, I'm confessing the clock of my blessings, so take it away when I feel like I'm stressing. I'm trying to forgive and you giving me lessons. Can't let a man lesson keep me out of the heavens. Constant professing, you gave me your best when your son died and rose and y'all speaking in sessions. Tweeting and testing, I got it, I'm telling
you. Go. Grudge. Grudge. Grudge.
Deep in the night, I keep hearing them calling me.
They hit, and you know everything you're saying is definitely on point. But that hook is just like, I can't get it out of my head, dog. I cannot get that hook out of my head, dog. You killed it, man.
Dude, that's a real experience, dude. It was for real in my depressed state. I was hearing stuff in the night, and it was like, go handle some of these people, you know. So this, you know, the crazy thing about
go ahead. No, I want to hear what you
think. The crazy thing about making this project, man, all of it comes from a real place. Like, I just, you know, the Lord just instructed me to just talk about the pain of it, but don't glorify it, just talk about it, and then make it a serious point to say what power is greater than pain, which is the blood of Jesus and the delivering power, you know, the name of Jesus. And the pain is great, but his name is greater.
Yeah. In spite of, no matter what you go through, man, he's going to always be bigger than it. Yeah. And that's the trick of the enemy, man. It's a smoke screen. Like, the devil, he's playing games, and we think it's real life. You know what I mean? And this is serious, but the Bible tells us, you know, our warfare isn't even flesh and blood. It's spiritual. And he's smoke screening stuff as if it's physical. And here we are fighting the physical battle, and it's all spiritual. And God is like, you know, just put on the weapons of warfare. You know, bend your knees. Use your words use this word that I've given you as the offense you need to cut through everything that you're going through. But we can get so consumed with what's in front of us that we miss the big picture, because we're steady fighting a battle that's not even there. It's not even real. It's not even real. Temporal.
Yeah. It's it's temporary, but I mean, it's, if you don't have the perspective, and thank God, man, that I have some depth in the word, you know, and I got some years in studying the Bible, studying the word. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit up here and be like, I came out after I called the name of Jesus. No, I had to keep calling the name of Jesus so he could bring me out. You know what I'm saying? And even when I didn't want to call on him, something on the inside of me was like, you know, it's only one way out of this stuff. It's only one way out. It's only one source of salvation. You know,
I've been there,
and it's,
man.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
it's the grudge.
You're in your darkest pit, and you want to fight. You just want to fight, but you know, no matter what you do, there's only one way you're gonna win this thing. No matter how you feel on the inside, and you want to deal with this thing on the inside. If you don't go to God, there's no way you're gonna find the clarity.
I was in this place, dude. I stopped going to church. I couldn't nobody preach to me.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear it. I just wanted to just be left alone. Let me deal with it how I'm dealing with it. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And just holding stuff against people. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you mad. These other people, whatever they did, they living their life, and you just holding on to it, and you just stressing yourself out. But I mean, it got to so many. I got this problem, the lowest I ever been living. You know what I'm saying?
That's
why I'm still alive, and grudges was back to back, because holding the grudges, and then I went into some deeper depression. You know what I'm saying? And the best part about it, besides coming out of it, is I can relate to people going through hurts on another level. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, that's a very important thing that you just said, man, because the Bible says how Jesus Christ he was touched with every infirmity. You know, he's the high priest who's been touched with, he's been tempted in all areas, you know, so that he can minister to us in every infirmity and in every area. There's not anything that we can go to him with that he hasn't experienced. And so it's an awesome thing. I mean, we look at it, we can easily look at it like, God, this was for my detriment and this was for my pain. And I'm grateful that you brought me out of it, but why did I have to go through it? Or you can approach it with the mind state of a Joseph, which, okay, God, I'm going through this. I don't deserve this, but it is good. It was good that I was afflicted. You know what I mean? That type of mentality, whatever the devil meant for my bad, God turned it around and he meant it for my good. And I hate that I had to go through this, but it's not even about me anyways. Like,
here it is. I would have rather read a book.
Yeah. Of course. But because
I would rather read it. I ain't want to go. Yeah. Give me a book. Yeah. Let me read the passage. Like, oh yeah, that's great.
Yeah, exactly. But that's what you would have got out of it. Because it's not about you, he says, okay, I'm going to take you through this because I need you to experience and I need you to know what it's like when you're speaking to this person that's on a cliff with a gun to their head and their baby in their hands and they're ready to end it all. I need you to be able to minister to them out of your tears and not out of your wisdom that you think you have. You know what I mean? And so here it is that when Jesus relates to us, he relates to us from a place of going through what we've been through. He doesn't relate to us from a place of, okay, he's God and he's never been man. No, he became man, went through what we went through, so that when he speaks to us, he could speak to every situation. That's why, you know, a pastor, a preacher can get up and preach a word and everybody hears it differently and it reaches them where they are. Because I'm going to start preaching on you. But you see exactly what I'm saying.
Hey, I know exactly what you're saying. No, because when I do the concert that you came to, somebody came up to me afterward and was telling me how they cut themselves and how, you know, they really can't talk to people because they don't know the source of the depths of the depression at the end. I'm like, I know it. I know exactly, but this is how I came out. This is what I had to do on a constant basis. It wasn't a 1-2 punch and I'm not depressed no more. It was a constant belief. It was a constant thing that I had to do with submitting myself to the will of God and not just thinking I forgive people. I had to confess that I forgave people even when my emotions, my will, and my heart didn't line up with my confession. I had to do it in faith until it all lined up.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, forgiveness ain't a one-time thing. That's why Jesus was like, forgive them 7 times 70, because maybe you might have to do that number in one day, not period, but that might be one day 70 times 70. That might be how many times that thought crossed your mind, you know. So I learned some crazy lessons about forgiveness and not holding grudges and just knowing how your prayers can be hindered when you have your heart clogged up with madness and grudges and things like that.
Wow, 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 wow. And so God allows us to go through this, man, these storms. And they're not just for us, man. And I think that's the one beautiful, the one caveat to it all is that through everything that you've been through and everything that you've experienced, at the end of the day, it was never even about you.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's
for somebody else, right?
Exactly. And I think this is where we fail at in the midst of our storm is because we begin to look at me. And it's when God begins to take our eyes off, when we begin to take our eyes off of us and we put it on him, God begins to show us a bigger picture. But it's so easy while you're in the middle of your storm to be thinking, okay, how can I get shelter? What, you know, I don't want to deal with this no more. I don't want to fight this no more. I mean, even Jesus was before he went but while he was praying, and you know, he prayed out to God, you know, if it be your will, let this cup pass from me, you know, he went personal there, and he said, nevertheless, not my will, but your will. And I'm not trying to say that God is going to begin to put hell on everybody, no, because honestly, man, not everybody can even handle what you've been through,
right?
But as a
I can hardly handle it.
I was at that breaking point. Yeah.
Right. I was at that breaking point. It wasn't even my strength, bro. It was really me letting go and asking the Lord to do it.
Yeah.
Because I was at that place. I give it up. I gave up on everything. So it was.
And see, when you first told me about this, man, I was ticked off at you, but I can't be mad at you. You know what I mean? Because I've been through things where I shut down and I didn't reach out to anybody. You know what I mean? And you know, it wasn't that I didn't trust anyone or I didn't think anyone could help. It was just that I honestly, at that point, man, I didn't even know how to go to someone else, even though I could teach it all day long, man, but it was just something that was different for me that I had to win in, and I didn't know how to get victory in that situation. So I began to understand and have a little more empathy for you, but I was a little ticked off because I was like, man, dang, here's my brother dealing with some stuff, man, really going through it, and I ain't even know. Like, I ain't even know, you know what I mean? And but you had to go through it, bro. You had to go through it, and you had to come out of it so that you could write grudges so that I could play it on this radio show because, like, that's my jam,
I hope that ain't the only reason.
It might be because I was probably needing some music to play, bro. That could have been it, man. And God was like, hey, look, on the 24th of October, man, Daquan's going to need something to play. Let me take Brent to go through this right here, man. Let me put you in the belly of this beast.
I hope he ain't take me through the valley of darkness for that.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's a possibility, you know. Possibility. You might have got thrown in the pit so that you can write grudges and I can have something to jam to. And then somebody else can hear it and their life can be changed. You know, we'll just add that in there too. Somebody else can hear it and their life can be saved.
Change life, Jesus. Lord, man.
I'm just saying, bro. I'm just saying. I matter. Daquan's radio show matters. Revive Radio.
Here go a point that you didn't bring up. You didn't bring up the only Christian album that I could listen to in my dark moment. You didn't say nothing about that.
I didn't.
You was gonna let me say it. Let me just tell the people. So I was at my lowest points. I didn't care about nothing, nobody. Gun in my lap. Ready to do it. Only thing I can listen to for 6 months was Still Certified by D. King. Nothing else I tried. Nothing else in the Christian hip hop community was talking straight Jesus. These mugs wanted political.
Wow.
They wanted to talk about politics. They wanted to talk about the struggle of the black community, which I know it is not going to break a yoke, not going to break a chain. The anointing of God does it, and if you don't have that in your music is powerless. I'm like so many people is taking out the name of Jesus in the music, and if that name is the most powerful name, then why you want to rap powerless? Why are you doing this thing if you can't help nobody? Because none of these people albums could help me at all. They had no substance to pull me out of a pit to talk about how strong the name of Jesus is, the blood of Jesus, talking about the Holy Spirit. You don't get that in a lot of Christian rap nowadays. And I'm just like, if I didn't have a few tools, I might have wouldn't. We might have not had this conversation.
Yeah.
So, if you ain't trying to win souls, I ain't even going to go there.
I ain't going there.
Still certified. If you ain't bought it, buy it twice.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Wow. Dog, look, I really appreciate that, man, but, you know, you all already know, man, it's always been ministry for me, man, and it's a blessing to know, man, that tool was there in your time of need, and that's why we do what we do, so that somebody's life can be changed or affected, you know, in one way or another, by us being honest with our relationship with Christ and being honest in the music that we write, and not, you know, it's and for me, man, it's never been about, you know, you dancing to my music. Like, everybody loves Turn Up, man. Turn Up is like the biggest thing that I've put out in terms of what people see. But even Turn Up, I wrote because of worship, and, you know, I really never even still didn't mean it to be some kind of, you know, hype video or song, which I'm happy that it wasn't. I'm blessed that it's doing what it's doing. But if it's not ministering, bro, I don't really need to do it. You know what I mean? And
I didn't even play that song. I went number one, number two, The Blood, The Two and Vine One.
Oh yeah,
The Best,
yeah.
My Everything. Like, I had certain songs. I was just like,
it's some deep
you
stuff
had
on
to
that,
say.
Man.
Oh yeah, the intro was dope. I'm like, all right.
Plan For You with T-Baby?
Yeah, For You. Yep. So, I mean, certain things I ain't played, but the main thing, it was like straight ministry, you know?
Yeah.
So, brother, if you don't know that your stuff is effective, it's effective. It's effective. We know. Is you playing Grudges again?
Yeah, I apologize, man. Sorry.
Lord Jesus, help me.
Sorry. Apologize. It just popped up.
So hopefully I make the cut for the new D. King album. That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? While we're talking music.
Bruh, we working on it, man. You already know we're working on it, man. I'm trying to get this hook right. I got a hook, dog, that I think is going to just tear the song up. I already started writing on the verse. But I think I'm going to rewrite what I was writing. So, But we'll see, man. I should have something for you within a week or so, bro. I just finished up a song for T Bailey. I was working, not T Bailey, but C Life, and I'm working on something for Desmond, and then trying to finish up this project, bro. I think I'm gonna put about three more songs on the album, so I'm waiting for some beats on from C Life, man. And once I get those, bro, we're gonna see what we got. But right now, man, it's looking good. It's looking good. I just finished the song with T-Stripe, man, that we're going to go shoot the video for hopefully in November. And Norm is finishing up the mixing and mastering for that. So, you know, we're getting up, bro. But you on it, bro. Even if I got to get you to just come on there, man, and do a ministry thing, bro. Like how Jay did on what's your boy's project? Yeah. But I, you know, we're gonna have you rap on now. I'm just saying, bro. One way or the other, if I got to get you to come on and cough, you know, you on there, bro.
That's it. Sample me coughing. There you go.
Okay. All right. That might work, man. If you cough and it's anointed now, it got to be an anointed cough. We ain't with that old.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's got to be real now. Hey, but look, we talked about this whole and it's a very serious matter, guys. So I thank you guys for tuning in and sticking around with us. You are listening to the Revive Radio Show with your host, the Coin King, a.k.a. D King. And I got my man on the show, Brinson, Mr. God Chaser himself. In the building on the mic, changing lives with real testimony, real truth. But hey, look, we want to get into this song right here. It's called Still Alive. And he got my man, Uncle Reese, on there. I don't know how you got him out of hiding, because you can't even find Uncle Reese nowadays, man. This dude is like, he's like went into this turtle shell, bro. And he's just been studying and praying and seeking God. So, you awesome. But yeah, we got Brinson and Uncle Reese on Still Alive, man. Y'all check this out, man. Y'all
no
stick around.
No one greater. He's the reason why I'm still alive, and I'm living today. No one greater. He's the reason why I'm still alive.
Said the truth, it will set you free. With these words I'm about to speak, gon' set a million free. This the truth of God, set me free. Depression had a real tight noose around me. I quit, threw in the towel a million times. Whispers in my life was running through my mind, and I was ready to do it. Thought it would be easy, I felt so useless. The truth is, watch my life going down the drain. And years of ministry, was it all in vain? Betrayal in the church by my close friends, though. Losing my mind and everything fast, just like Presto. Gun in my lap, the devil wish I would. But the Lord spoke, said he gonna use it for my good. Suicidal thoughts had to lose their grip. When you call the name of Jesus, man, it's power in it. His blood bought. Don't let the devil try to take your life with the lies that he's speaking, trying to end your life. I heard him too with my finger on the trigger, but the plan of God, I knew that it was bigger for me. That's why I'm on that hit list, and you're not worthless, you priceless. Better days are coming too, and don't let your mistakes define you. As long as you got breath, God got you, and if you call his name, then he'll find you. No one is greater than the God we serve, God we love, God of all, God above. That's why I'm still alive, I testify. He saved me, crossed my heart, and hope to fly. Everybody, whoever dealt with and struggled with suicidal thoughts and depression, the Lord Jesus Christ can set you free. I went through it too, and he set me free. And I'm here today to tell you that it's freedom in Christ.
I'm still alive.
You heard that, bro?
Boom.
No
Boom.
One greater. No, I can sing. You could have put me on there. You ain't need Uncle Reese, bro.
Hey, Uncle, me and Uncle Reese was in the studio, and he heard, you know, I was just playing him some stuff from Black Canvas, and he heard the song, and I didn't have a hook on it. My brother was like, let me, he was like, please let me get on that. I was like, jump on it, brother. He just did it.
That's what it was. I was in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Wrong place, okay. Wrong time. And the guy who did the beat, man, I had a song on my OMG album called what was the song called? It was about my mom, the testimony about my mom.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy who made it, he produced for Pac, for Big Pun, Faith Evans,
yeah.
P. Diddy, all these cats. And he heard the song because I recorded it on another beat. And, you know, I just sent him the song because he asked me what I was working on new. So then he had all these people who do live instruments come and play a new thing for the song. So the song, you know, those live instruments, live drums, live guitars, all this stuff, and it was crazy
fire.
How the Lord put it together. Yeah, man.
Fire.
Fable. Yeah, everything in that song is true, bro. Everything in that song, you know.
Fable.
And what I did was after we put out the video, I just reached out to a lot of places that handle antidepressant and suicide prevention, because, you know, when you go through something like that and the Lord bring you out, man, you try to reach so many people who dealing with it, because
mm-hmm.
maybe the word that the Lord give you can bring other people out, because it's like we overcome us by the words of our testimony and the blood of
exactly.
the Lamb. So let the words of the testimony reach somebody, bring them out. Because just like the words from your album helped me, maybe this song will help other people who are going through this
yeah.
thing. And, you know, when I put it out, I got so many responses from different groups and organizations really thanking me for providing, you know, an answer, and a lot of PTSD or PTSD, post-traumatic
PTSD,
stress
yeah.
disorder. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Those places, I sent the video there, and, you know, God just really been doing some awesome things with that video, man. So it's really God. I'm just thankful for the ride, you know what I'm saying? And Will killed it. Shout out to Will Thomas, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Space
yeah.
Cherry Films, he did the video, and he actually shot the video for Grudges as well. So that should
Ooh.
Be out in another month or so. Mm-hmm.
Where'd you shoot Grudges at, man?
We shot in Jacksonville. We was testing out some new lenses and some new things, and, you know, trying to do some store stuff to be impactful with it.
Okay.
So,
all right. That's what's up, bro. I can't wait for it, bro. I literally cannot wait for this video, bro. Like, as you can tell, bro, I do like your other stuff. I have been listening to the CD, bro, but I'm going to keep talking about Grudges, dog, because, like, I'm going to be honest with you. You know how you hear that song, you be like, dang, I wish I was on this.
Right.
I wish you would have hollered at me about this one. I had some stuff to say, too. I think that's why I connect with it, too, bro, because I feel like it speaks for me as well, man. So, anytime, man, we write music and people connect with it, it's because they see a piece of themselves or they hear a piece of themselves in it, man, and they are able to relate to it. And the best thing you can do is write a song that someone can relate to. That is the
mm-hmm.
absolute best thing you can do, especially in having an answer within that song. And I feel like that's what Grudges is, man. That's what Grudges is for me, bro. So, like, I mean, I give you props for that, bro. Like, that's that jam. All right, so let's get back into this music piece, man. I want to get another song in before we let you go. But actually, before we do that, you've already told people how they can get in touch with you in the beginning of the show. But let's pop this back off again, man. I really want people to know how they can get in touch with Brinson to get you for, you know, shows, booking, motivational speeches. I don't know, whatever else you do, bro.
I am Brinson.com, Brinson godchasers.com or go to godchasers.com, GODCHASERZ. The God Chasers podcast is on iTunes. Black Canvas is on iTunes. No Other Heroes, Until We Meet Again on iTunes. You know what I'm saying? The Google Play, please don't stream the music. Don't stream nobody music. Buy people music, because I'm a big advocate for independent artists. And if you want to support people, I'll always advise people to buy the albums and not just stream and do the Pandora, Spotify, but go in and support these artists and buy it. Go to these artists' websites and buy the music, because it's the streaming services is really doing artists disservices with, you know, paying everything. So we really got to put value back in the music. Black Canvas, I told my distribution company, I like, don't put it on Pandora, Spotify, Napster, none of that stuff.
Wow.
Because I'm a big advocate for that, because independent artists, you know, you trying to do ministry, and you got to be wise in what you do. So if these people, if a stream is paying you 0.001 per stream, you got to have 100,000 streams to get 10 cents. So,
yeah.
I mean, you know, that's, and you spent, let's say, just $300 on a beat and mixing and mastering for one song. So it's madness. So,
bro, so can you take your music off of streaming apps?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Whoever, say you use CD Baby or TuneCore, you have the option to opt in or opt out with streaming services you on. And if you have people listening to you like you do on a weekly basis, when it's time to drop that new B. King album, you can instruct people to go to your website and buy it instead of iTunes, because iTunes, you have to wait 4 months until you get paid for it. You go to your site, you automatically investing in your ministry. Like, I put out Black Canvas in June, I still haven't gotten paid for it. So, you know, it's the waiting game. So, you know, I advise people to, you know, if you love an artist, buy the album. Because one artist that I grew up loving in Christian hip hop, they ain't around no more. You know what I'm saying? Probably because they didn't have the financial support to stick around. You know what I'm saying? And people get burned out when they don't feel appreciated. So if you love an artist, buy their stuff. Buy that new Dean King. When it come out, the old one, hey, Brinson, bless God. Shout out to Erica Mason. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody a hate around this piece.
Yeah.
Get the homie album. You know what I'm saying? She's doing big things for the Lord.
Yeah, E. Mason, man, she is dangerous right now. Literally dangerous, bro. And I feel like she's the next one to blow, man. I really do. I feel like this project is doing good for her. It's going to really help to get her name out. And then that next project that she comes out with is just going to be dirty. Y'all, please keep your eyes open for Erica Mason, man. She is definitely going to do some things, man. She's representing, and she's going to have her own little crew too, man. I'm looking forward to seeing what God does with her ministry, man, her music. Hey, guys, but listen, man, you are tuned into the Revive Radio Show. I definitely want to get another song in before we let Brinson go, man. So, Brinson, here's what I got for you, bro. I got My Blessings Overflowing. My Blessings Overflowing,
hey.
Boy. I got that right there for you. And then I got what they saying. You know what I'm saying? What they saying. I got that right there for you. And then we can go back to Solar Power. Because, you know, I play Solar Power. I play
this Solar
Power.
This your show, brother. This your show, brother. You play what you want to play.
I'll go back to the beginning. I'm Solar Power.
God opened so many doors with that song, bro.
Yeah, man.
He opened doors with that.
That was the breakout though for you, man. That video,
it was before
its time when it would come down to Christian rap, because especially in this area, you was the first one to really do it with that video, bro. The first one to really like say, "Hey, look, I'm for real." And it helped to put a lot of cats on the map, man, in terms of folks paying attention to Jacksonville You know what I'm saying? So, I give you a lot of props, bro. You know, I feel like we all kind of like stood on each other's shoulders, man, in that time. And
yeah, absolutely.
God blessed us, man. So, y'all don't know, man, it's a lot of history. It's a lot of history right now going on this show. You don't even know it.
You don't even know.
A whole lot of history, man. But we ain't going to play Solar Power. Y'all just going to have to go and download that. You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
I might play Gretchen's again. Deep in the night, I can hear them calling me.
Hey, this your show, brother. This your show. This your show.
Nah. Hey, look, I'm going to hit them with this. Hey, listen, man, my man T-Strike is on his hook. This is Brinson the T-Strike, bro. Listen, we going to drop a new song for y'all, too, man. Me and T-Strike, we just finished recording it. Got the mix and mastering going on. We're going to shoot a video in a couple months, really probably next month. And then drop that for y'all, man, in the new year. But it's going to be bananas, man. So y'all check out my boy T-Strike. You hear that. And my man, Brinson, chasing God up in the building, man, on this, what they saying. Really, they ain't saying nothing. They ain't talking about God. They ain't saying nothing. They ain't saying nothing, man. They ain't talking about nothing. Listen, man, that was my boy Brinson and T-Strike, what they saying. And as far as I'm concerned, I really don't know. Honestly, man, nowadays, bro, you kind of have to ask that question, man. Like, you listen to the radio and you like,
You know, the basis of that thing was I ain't feeling what they saying, because if they ain't talking about the Lord, man, I ain't feeling it. You know what I'm saying? You ain't helping. Yeah. You hurt.
Yeah. All right. Hey, so look, man. Hey, Brinson, man, go ahead and do what you want to do, man. Hey, listen, y'all.
Check this out. I want to know if you really, really, really listening to Daquan King on his radio show. I want you to hit me up on my IG right now at God Chasers, GODZ, and comment, or you can use that same at God Chasers on Twitter, or I am Brinson on Twitter. I want to know that you're listening, that you're hearing this. I want to know what you think about this interview. I want to know what you think about this music. Like, I know so many of y'all are so live on this show. I want to know your thoughts, and we need to know who tuning in and who ears we got and who the Lord is sending this way. You know what I'm saying? So y'all do that. IG God Chasers or I am Brinson on Twitter.
Yeah. Hey, and you can also hit me up. You can hit me up too. you can go to my mama house, right? And just put a message on the doorstep and just be like, this for D King, and she'll get the message to me, because I don't have a Twitter. I don't have a Twitter, but I do have an IG, and my IG is just _me_D King. And let me just put this out here as well. Don't go to my mama house. My mama got a shotgun. She might shoot you. I'm just saying, she might shoot you. Don't go to my mama house. I was just joking about that part. Unless you know my mama and y'all cool, like maybe you like my little brother and you're going to my mama house, then that's cool, because that's your mama too. And I ain't got no problem with you going to my mama house because you're my little brother. But if you ain't my little brother and you're going to my mama house and we don't know you like that, you might get shot. I'm just letting you know. We're putting it out there. I can't take it back. This is eternal, the words that I'm saying right now that's coming out of my mouth. All right, so anyways, y'all got my man. You got my man live tonight, man. Please hit us up. You can always call into the show, 657-383-0309. If you call in while we live on the show, I am not going to turn over and bring you in. So for the people that have called in, I'm sorry. But if I'm talking in the middle of talking, like, it's not going to happen. So if you hang up, I am not going to call you back and be like, hey, what's up, why you call? That's just on you. But if you call while the song is playing, you know, I'll click over and be like, hey, what's up? Why you calling? What you want? Why you calling me? And if you like, well, I just want to listen to the show, then that makes sense. Or if you like, I have a question for D King or the artist that's on the show tonight, then I'm like, okay, yeah, ask that question. We can even bring you on. But don't hang up if we don't click over to talk to you, because it's not that you're not important. You're just not important in that moment. You are very important. You are valuable to the body of Christ, to Jesus Christ himself, and to me as well, because you're a listener, and I need you. I need all my listeners. I need, like, all my listeners and their kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need you, your kids, and your grandparents to be tuning in. But if you call while I'm talking, you are not important in that moment, but you are important when that moment passes. So don't miss your moment. Ha-ha! Jesus, don't miss your moment. Speak, Lord. Hey. I feel him in the room. I don't know who I'm talking about right now. Hey, listen, man. Y'all have been tuning into the Revive Radio Show, man. And I got my man Brinson on the line on the show, man. And it's been an awesome night. We have really been able to talk about some serious things. So I need y'all to share what you've heard with everybody that you know. I'm pretty sure everyone knows somebody who's been affected by suicide, depression, low self-esteem, insecurities. All these things come to distract us from our true purpose and our true goal, which is, one, to glorify God, and two, to lead others to Christ. And it's very hard to lead others to Christ when we're consumed with our own issues. And it's extremely hard to glorify God when we're glorifying our problem. So we have to understand, man, that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but God comes to rebuild. He comes to restore every situation, every broken place in your life. God wants to rebuild that. He wants to show you, hey, look, I love you, and I sent my son to go through way more than you went through just so that you can understand that I relate. I understand, and I love you, and there's nothing that you go through that I won't go through with you. There's no depth of hell that you've been in that I have not been there, no place in heaven that you can go that I'm not there with you. I'm wherever you are. I love you as if you've never sinned, never made a mistake in your life, as if you were absolutely perfect, because in my eyes, you are perfect, and I'm just saying what God says to me, and this is what he's saying to you too. So no matter what you're facing right now, whatever you're dealing with, whatever you're going through, I want you to know that God has your back. He knows. He sees. He has not forgotten everything that you've been through. He's right there with you, and he loves you. And if you just allow him to share his love with you, if you just allow him to share his plan for you, with you, I guarantee you, man, your life will never be the same again. Hey, listen, I got a song right here.
I'm full of power, powered by the sun. I know you heard it before, South Wild people. I'm powered by that sun who was crucified. And no, it ain't for dough. Christ in my flow. These beats preach us on stands aside. I'm running off that light with a tank on full as I zero up to light. Solar panel shines like a Roman candle hop on a mic. With a lot of metal, tell me who's a counter soldier. In the army of the Lord, when our power gets low, then we pick up our sword. Folks asking, what church I'll go to? Forget them four walls, the church in front of you. Walking, breathing, teaching, preaching. God chases us in his life, we seeking. So don't be surprised if I'm moving and hollering. Just to let y'all know, my God is sovereign. I'm full of power, we full of power. I'm full of power, powered by the sun. I'm full of power, powered by the sun.
Hey, Brisbane, let me get at him on this one, Connie. See, I'm so solar-powered, man. Gotta be, cause the enemy, he comes to devour, man. So I'm on point every second, minute, and hour, man. I'm just the one who reigns in me, you can call me Shower Man. The king of kings, my rock is strong, power, man. God ain't got no problems with waging war on you cowards, man. It's only so much that you can do to my outer man. But the spirit won't let you disconnect our plan. Hey, staying energetic, so my message won't be intercepted. Praying that my words gon' build your block up like Tetris. My homies all about their green. Like they got a fetish, but they need to know that sugar really help them grow their lettuce. I try to be an example so they'll accept it, right? Edit. And if they not like Christ, I say life will regret it. Hey, I know my enemies envy me, I said it. Hoping it'll make them come get on the bus like better.
Yeah. I'm full of power, we full of power. I'm full of power, powered by the sun. Power from the sun of God and light is. Yeah. While some roll on a high gas price, I done told y'all the real power is in his life. Unlimited, no finishes, energize my flow. Where your power come from? Man, you already know, so don't get it twisted, cause you know my soul. And if you got another mission, then you better avoid. I got beef with that battery buddy and his drum. Line to my people like his power is the bomb. I'm ripping the sun like Phoenix to blow your speakers and get your soul on a new balance. Like them seekers, it's either you down with Christ or walking with the power. He's shining with his favor, so you know who to follow with. Call this lyrical photosynthesis to let y'all know who Jesus Christ is. I'm full of power, we full of power. I'm full of power, powered by the sun.
Power, Hey, man, I really want to thank y'all for sticking around with me, man. Tonight, we are going into this time, man, where I like to play some of my favorite songs, man, some of my favorite artists. Shout out to Brinson, man. Y'all, please go check him out, imbrinson.com. That's imbrinson.com. Please check him out. Show him some love. Let him know you heard him on the radio, on the Revive Radio Show, man. Dude is truly an authentic brother. I'm grateful for his testimony and for him coming on and sharing his testimony tonight. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to the whole show, maybe you're just tuning in, I want to encourage you to download this podcast when it is over. It does turn into a podcast, and you can listen to us on TuneIn. You can listen to us on the Blog Talk Radio network. You can also go to my Revive Radio page. I'll have a link on there that you can listen to. iTunes. There are several different streams or ways that you can download this podcast and listen to the show. But we were able to talk about some serious issues tonight, man. Depression, low self-esteem, suicide, the things that just the storms that God will allow us to go through. And in the end, it's not even about us. You know, we look at Joseph and the life of Joseph and how he was thrown in the pit and was lied on and thrown into prison. And I mean, just peril after peril, situation after situation. And it's so easy to be in that moment and saying, God, why me? God, why me? Why do I have to go through this? But all that Joseph went through wasn't just for his growth and so that he can become a better man, but it was to save his people and save many generations of people. Their lives were eternally, forever changed, forgive me, because of what they went through, because of what Joseph went through. You know, this one man and all the trial and the hell that he went through was able to save so many different lives. So you never know what God is going to do with your story. You never know what God is going to do with your pain, with your struggle, with the heartache that you're facing right now. And you could be thinking, man, this is it. I want to give up. I can't take it anymore. But I'm telling you, man, if you stick with God, God will stick with you. He will bring you through this. He'll get you through this, and you're going to come out better than you were when you went in. Not only that, you'll come out stronger because you'll know that God has your back. And in your weakness, he's strong. So I want to just encourage you to stand on his word, stand up, even when you feel like bending or bowing, and just trust God. And though it may be hard right now, you will see victory. You will experience victory because God is true to his word. And his word has said that the sufferings that we face, that temporal, is not worthy to be compared with the glory that will be revealed. So I'm telling you, there's something for you on the other side. No, I don't want to play that. See how I just changed my mind? I don't know why I do that. You know, I change my mind so often. But, you know, I want to play something else, man, in this moment. Yeah. So, hey, here we go, man. God bless y'all. Hey, my jam, my boy. Them my jam. Oh.
Still dealing with the sins of a father. The apple didn't fall too far from the tree. When the flesh go unchecked, your boy is a monster. I'm just kinda used to being honest. When I don't begot over a dollar, man, the ball I kinda drop it like a 64 baller. Man, you probably heard me on the models in the making, talking about how we don't be getting down with the fakeness. Whether it's grace or a grace in, any statement that I made, you can take it to the bank then. Drop bars like a state pen, up under the law of a nation, where you can legally kill a baby, a black boy. Speak on that, boy, they call you a race. But my father is greatness, literally the epitome of whatever great is. Pencil him in is the definition of perfect. You see me working the purposes to make him more famous. So I'm running where my lane is. Still praying for the day when the pain lifts. Yelling out Maranatha. Bless ya, come quick, cause I'm anxious. And my record is spotless. I'm a mess, I forget what my God is. Nevertheless, I confess whenever I'm in distress, I'm at rest, cause I know that he got this. Still never broke a promise. Undefeated, but he said he's speaking to my conscience. Homie, I know God lives. Till my destiny, he gotta hold the key like a locksmith. Gone.
Can't rest the bell in my brain. But now I need to change. Feel like man, I'm never gonna change. Saying, yeah, oh. Got yesterday in my brain. But now I need to change. Feel like man, I'm never gonna change.
Run, boy, and I run, boy, and I run, boy, till I'm gone. I'll run, boy, I'll run, boy, I'll run, boy, till I'm home. I'll run, boy, I'll run, boy, I'll run, boy, till I'm gone. I'll run, boy, I'll run, boy, I'll run, boy, till I'm home.
Feeling like I'm locked in a box. Feeling like I'm trapped in a cell. Every time I try to do it on my own, forgetting that only the things I do for God will prevail. Covered in the blood that was dropped from the nail that was lodged in his hands and his feet as he hung from the top, looking down as they mocked him and yelled, I cannot go to hell. From the killer Windy City, shock, can you tell? Where the shorties is screaming, Chirac and got their own dialect. If you look with your eyes hacking, they probably turn you pale. Pocket full of shells, chop about as long as a Pontiac. The smell of kush burning from their gully tails. This the den where the lions at on the strip where they dying at. Don't get it till we lying back with a bullet in our tail. Cool it with the tail. The picture where he's honored the readers, but thankful the one who made the air we inhale. I'm receiving you, Jesus. I believe you died on the cross for my freedom. I believe the teachings receive them if you will. Every knee will kneel. Every tongue will speak, there'll be a time of disbelievers. It's unbelievers. Rim will fall too late in the season to receive them. They let the devil deceive them. You was free to take Jesus out and pay the bill.
Yeah, yesterday in my brain, but now I need to change. Feeling like, man, I'm never gonna change. Saying, yeah, oh. Got yesterday in my brain, but now I need to change. Feeling like, man, I'm never gonna change.
Run, boy, and I run, boy, and I run, boy, till I'm gone. I run, boy, I run, boy, I run, boy, till I'm home. I run, boy, I run, boy, I run, boy, till I'm gone. I'll run, boy, I'll run, boy, I'll run, boy, till I'm home.
Living in the USA, it's like a war on the Lord. Here the enemy running amok and we can see it and nobody want to do a thing. God over money to a bang. All glory to Yeshua name. Lord, they don't want us giving you the praise. They want to put them on a curfew. They believe in it's too late. They done took them out of school. What's next? They gonna take them out of church too. It'll be over my dead body. But the guillotine, the last shower. I hear the feds knocking. The police run up on me. If the Lord never told me, don't peace, I'm a bed rocking. Lord, tell me what to do now. The death threats got me ready to lay a whole platoon down. But they got me losing my cool now. But if you say I put my hands up and my tool down. Oh, Father, just what are we coming to? I remember vividly. When they all looked up to you, now they go believing every YouTube video we lose to. Many of a new school substitute. They don't know the word, never read a day. So they let the atheist tell them what it say. Or the pastor tell them if they repent, God will give them a bend. If he don't, they'll never stay. Winning now, right now, so they never pray. They wanted to fall right down like the metal rain. Everybody wanna progress, but nobody wanna play a part of the process to a better way. I know we hard-headed. It should be good enough that God said it. But everybody wanna see the proof. The fat meat greasy till they heart fell. I believe you. Go.
Yeah, yesterday in my brain, but now I need to change. Feeling like, man, I'm never gonna change. Saying, yeah, oh. Got yesterday in my brain, but now I need to change. Feeling like, man, I'm never gonna change.
Run, boy, and I run, boy, and I run, boy, till I'm gone. I run, boy, I run, boy, I run, boy, till I'm home. I run, boy, I run, boy, I run, boy, till I'm gone. I'll run, boy, I'll run, boy, I'll run, boy, till I'm home.
Lord, put me in a prison. Well, the ammunition is my speech. Help me to keep calm when I drop bombs. Full of gentleness and meekness when I speak. Now do not miss, of life and death. It's in my tongue, we play for keeps. When I trip and can't see light, please show that you've been a sin washer when I reach. Whether I'm in these streets, whether these boys carry heat and the hours is sweet. Or I'm having ice dreams, been persecuted with my fatherless niece. How on earth be what they cause my soup fever? What's breaking your heart? Let it be my heartbeat. This is the rubber and the concrete meat. Men is keep me. I'm a carnivore, so let me be. Cause I've been sucking on my grind lately. Doing church without for why you made it. It's a cold world and they outside naked. While I'm in the four walls, who really pray? Blatant, it's the enemy's invasion. On the battlefield of my mind, war's raging. So I'll be your warrior in due day.
get complacent. I'm doomsaying with militant tenderness, and I'm not taking. Prisoners is imminent, it's the sky breaking for your representation. So I make war from my battle station. On bended knee, like I'm proposing. Wanna be a foot soldier with beautiful feet. Cause poverty breeds usualist seeds, and I'm pouring spirit, so violence proceeds. So put me on the front line.
Copy that.
Put me on the front line.
Yeah, roger that.
Put me on the front line.
Yes, Lord.
Put me on the front line. Put me on the front line.
There we go.
Put me on the front line.
You can do it, Lord.
Put me on the front line. Lord, put me on the front line.
Yeah, you can put me on the front line. I got my Bible in a pocket full of hand grenades. I'm not a newbie, I've been rocking since the hammer days. I eat a beat, all I need is heat and some mayonnaise. Yeah, eat it up like meatloaf. Couldn't pay the debt, life got repo. I was lost, now found like Nemo. I got the word, now I ride by the G-code. Yeah, salute to the captain. The truth, I'm a rapper, it's useful but graphic. Good news to the Hindus and the Catholics. Even hood dudes in your pastor can grasp it. Yeah, so easy to comprehend. Look around, we in need of a couple men. Calm down, no need for your knees to be buckling. All I'm trying to see you is buckle in. Put a ride, cause it might be a rough one. One life, no time for a test run. One Christ, I advise you to trust one. One life, the supply you can front, son. Yeah, fill me up till I overflow. And when I do, Lord, give me more. Feed my soul till I'm obese. On that bread of life, yeah, whole week. Yeah, I think I'm saying too much. Try to want a little homie, but he playing too much. See, the time too clutch to be blind, you must. Open your eyes and realize the crime's in us. Yup, it all started in the garden. Son of man put on flesh, gave us a part in the parlor. That he came down cause he's sovereign. But through the son, we can all call on the father. Abba, you can put me on the front line.
Yeah.
And you can put me on the front line.
Yeah.
Lord, put me on the front line. You can put me on the front line. Put me on the front line. Lord, you can put me on the front line.
Hey, Lord.
Put me on the front line, Lord, you can put me on the front line.
I've been commanded to reach a generation that's full of hatred, and all they want to talk about is gunplay. But how selfish would it be if I ain't tell them who frees? I'm just leaving good fashion like a runway. Yeah, I could die, but I'll be on my way to see the Lord. And the enemy want these problems. What you think we fighting for? Cause you know and I know it's crunch time. The dearly beloved of one mind. All the skills to show off and combine. But scared of the hood like tell them out the gun line. And that's life. But God saying I'm the pappy. Sang a lane. Told you my son is a true vine. And you can hang on to him like orangutans. I'm satisfied, justified in him and I'm ain't. These truths like blues that'll never change. This life real short and full of situations. A briefcase, no secret agent. We gravitate to ignorance, cause it's all about the Benjamins. So instead of showing kids how to love, we do stay killing within our villages. Lord, put me there, I do the work. I'm not going just to tell them to come to church, but introduce them to a life, get it right. We the wife, married to Christ, so don't throw the wrong. Lord, put me there, I do the work. I'm not going just to tell them to come to church, but introduce them to a life, get it right. We the wife, married to Christ, so don't throw the right. Put me on the front line. Put me on the front line. Put me on the front line. Lord, put me on the front line. Put me on the front line. You can put me on the front line. Put me on the front line. Lord, put me on the front
about to forfeit our first freedom. Run and get your constitution, kids. You and now look at the new lenses, new hinges, the door swings and the future enters. Don't it feel like we've been here before? In other times on American soil. I guess we're spoiled and pretend to ignore you. Because we're loyal to sin and immoral. Yes.
Remember that? When we said, one nation under God, indivisible. Remember that? Religious liberty. Remember that? Then tell me why we quickly dismissing our own history. To our own misery.
My country, Tennessee, sweet land of liberty. To thee I sing.
About to forfeit our first freedom.
Run and get your constitution, kids. Witness the moral revolution, kids. Raise your hands, you know what macro revolution is. Keep them up, you know what macro revolution did. With its intrusion into the institutions, it did a lot of damage to the youth and polluting the kids. And scholars got college students doubting the truth again. It's absolute. Some would say it started with Charles Darwin and evolution. And now it has evolved and it's causing a moral revolution. We ignore the Constitution and removing God from the solution. So now Christians in America start preparing for persecution.
My country, Tennessee, sweet land of liberty.
My country, tis of thee, sweet land of liberty.
Being Christian in America meant we were protected by the Constitution. Being Christian in America meant our government cannot interfere with our doctrines, disciplines, exercises, or institutions. And now through the secularization of the culture, a new moral norm is being instituted. Today, being Christian in America means social execution if our religious liberties conflict with a more liberal resolution. They can threaten our freedom of speech, job security, and other forms of exclusion. But one thing we've learned from history through the blood of the martyrs, they can never stop the movement.
Trying to see the feet. See the most feet. People watch the hands, but you better see the feet. Stick a move, don't stay stuck like an IV. Every the throne, don't surprise you even tried me. Hey, but I appreciate your boldness. Take it for certified, gotta stay focused. Know this, I'm constant like a vow. AI, it's on you, why should I throw in the towel? Sweat dripping like wax from a candle. But I ain't tripping, cause this I can handle. Eternal stamina, just like God's grace. I only got it cause I steady see God's face. My gloves go cause I been tried in the fire. Only by the Lord's will I didn't die in the fire. And many trials tried to detour me. Braille version of the Bible, man, feel me. Stop me, I'm prepared to go all 12 rounds like Rocky.
bounce back when the low blow drop me. Best corner man in the business, God got me. So Mr. Referee, don't start the fight. I know I look bruised up, but I'ma be alright. Cause I ain't really fighting for the neon lights. I'm fighting for the crown that is beyond life. So I'ma be on my P's and Q's to go hard like a man who ain't got nothing to lose. Can't let nothing separate me from you. No matter how hard it get, I'ma trust in you. Yeah, I'ma trust in you. Sold out for the cause like a soldier do. Got my sword and my shield, I'm a soldier dude. You can catch me in the field, make a soldier move. Screaming,
never give up.
Wall between us and I'm going through it. All I know is you was there when I was going through it. Rain, hail, sleet, snow, it don't really matter. Don't need a title cause your heart is what I'm really after. Got it bad and I'm feeling like I'm on coke. Answer the call, everything else on hold. They don't get it regardless of how it might sound. When it come to you, it's an honor to lay my life down. I pick my mic up and dedicate my song to you. Some people know you by your name, but I belong to you. The world go through hard times and catch on to you. Hey, touch the hem of your garment, I'm holding on to you. I don't pretend to know it all, but I know this. When you come back, that's one flight I won't miss. Count me in, cause I'm right there with you. Trust me, I know what we have is official.
Hey guys, listen, that is my show for tonight. Hey, so look, I want to do this right here. I got this new project that's coming out in the new year. And I'm going to do this for the first person that shoots me a message on Instagram or Facebook. No. Facebook. You got to go to my Facebook page and type in Revive Radio. Go to the Revive Radio Facebook page. Again, that's Revive Radio on Facebook. The first person that goes there and types in, I heard your show, I'm going to send them a copy of my new album when it comes out. It's not out yet, but you'll be the first one to get a copy of the new project before anybody else. Guarantee you. As a matter of fact, when it gets done being mastered and mixed, I'll send you a digital copy, so you'll get it before anybody else. But you got to be the first one to hit me up on Facebook on Revive Radio page, and I will announce that as soon as it happens. I'll announce it on the very next radio show. So thank you again, guys, for tuning in to the Revive Radio show tonight. I enjoyed you. I hope you enjoyed me. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. We love you, man. Revive Radio. Whoop.